No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We are the two that are making up your crew today here at Just Plane Radio. The show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Captain Ned and Keith are on hiatus because they're setting records at flight training professionals, teaching everybody how to fly airplanes. And so I'm here to talk about it with the assistance of Captain Dennis. And, you know, we're not like the B team. We're the A team. That's what I'm going to go with for now because we're the only ones available. So that kind of promotes us. Doesn't it, Dennis? You want to go with that?
Sure. We'll regard them as the relief crew.
Exactly. When they're not here to smack us upside our head, absolutely, that's what we're going to say. So we are going to navigate the latest aviation news and information. And if that weren't enough with just us two, we are going to pull out some reinforcements. Tom Haynes from AOPA has threatened to join us and set us back on course here in just a bit. So we'll get him, get some thoughts on his recap of Air Venture in Oshkosh. We haven't had him on since the big air show, so we'll get that here in just a bit. And then we got a few other little surprises. But first, we got to talk about drones because they made a big impact on the world this week, or at least down in Venezuela. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would say so. Somebody's getting a little bit more creative, which now I'm starting to wonder if our own government's going to start looking at that and trying to clamp down now.
Yeah, surely they have already done that, I would assume. But I guess this is the first time, you know, we've seen this in, like on video when you see his bodyguards jump out in front and they're looking to the skies like, uh-oh. And then they say, yeah, it was a drone assassination attempt. That could be a first, but you would have to think they've thought about this stuff already when it comes to our president and other, dignitaries in the U.S. government. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I know that they've looked into it. I mean, that the TFRs exist not just for the general aviation airplanes, but also for drones. But again, for somebody that's going to try to assassinate, that's probably the last thing they're going to look at is to see if there's a TFR in effect.
Well, true, maybe. And I want to see what the drones look like. Are they like those drones we see at the opening sequence of Terminator 2? You know?
Well, they did say that it was just hobby drones, you know, off the shelf. So I don't know if it's, you know, some of the bigger ones that are pushing the limits of the 55 pounds, or was it, you know, just a bunch of DJI Phantoms with some fireworks hung underneath? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or that drone that was burning the tennis shoes off the
Sure, the flamethrower drone?
Yes. That would probably be just as effective, or, well, maybe not as immediate, but it would look cool.
Chasing them down.
But, what are they going to do? How do you police against something like that in Venezuela that can't hardly even operate a government, let alone, you know, protect their president from a drone attack? Which, well, I should say they did. They got him away from things. But, man, that video is pretty compelling. I'll give you that much, right?
Yeah, it definitely opens your eyes up to what could happen if we don't have, you know, some amount of control over what's happening.
Yeah, they got to put out some kind of electronic pulse.
Well, they've got jammers that exist already that will jam a lot of the frequencies that are used to control those drones.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's other low-tech things, you know, the fishing nets that can be shot out and to ensnare the rotors.
Right. Or they just have a... they have the Eagles that are trained to literally go attack drones.
And the drones aren't that fast. I'm sure a rooftop sniper could probably go, ready, pull, and take them out that way, too.
Well, I mean, if they have trained Eagles or Hawks or whatever, I mean, that's, you saw that video, right?
I did see that with, they swoop down and they're trained to grab the body and not the rotor blades so they don't get injured when they do it.
Yeah. So that would be something interesting. But who knows what we'll see in the future. But this could just be the first of many. No telling. But as far as the jammers, I don't know if that would work because, some of these drones are now becoming autonomous. So they're not even being controlled by a guy with a little thing. You know what I mean?
They just crank the voltage up and fry the onboard computer.
Well, okay, maybe they do that. I don't know. But as far as them needing to have someone control the drone, they can just set it up as a like a pre-flight path thing that they've set up in advance and then say, hey, go do your thing, and the drone does it. I mean, the technology is getting crazy in this regard. You're not even going to have a controller. You just, like, tell the drone where to go, like Alexa, and then it'll just go execute the task, right? I mean, there's this other drone news. What is this, military stuff that I'm talking about right now, or what? What is this story?
Oh, the with the autonomous airplanes?
Yeah.
No, it's actually for GA. There's a company, they're called X-Wing, that's creating a set of plug-and-play software that's supposedly able to take any standard GA airplane and make it fully autonomous. So in other words, it would augment with your existing autopilot and GPS, and basically you could just sit back and the airplane will fly where it needs to go.
Okay, so
without any intervention.
I could get back in the aircraft... I could do my flight test and just act like I'm flying the plane, and you could program it and tell it what to do correctly.
I think it would be easier, Greg, just to get you out to the airport and just have you take a couple lessons.
I agree. But having that backup is, that's pretty cool. I mean, that would, in theory, that's what it's supposed to be, isn't it? It's going to be a backup system. It's not going to take over, is it?
Well, actually, I think the way that they're pitching this is to make it easier, because what they're saying is, you know, it is a lot of effort to become a pilot. There's a lot of things you need to learn and a lot of time and commitment involved, and this would be a shortcut for people that don't want to put that kind of work in. In theory, they would be able to just buy an airplane that's fully autonomous and just punch in their destination, just like you would request a car in Uber, and your airplane would take you there.
Okay.
I still think that it's quite a leap of faith, though, to just, you know, go get into a Skyhawk and have it, you know, take off and land at a runway at a different airport and without you ever touching it.
Yeah. Well, or it could be like, you know, the driver assist option I have in my new Honda Ridgeline.
So, or the Tesla's autopilot in the car, you know, help keep you on the lane and slow down if the car pulled in front of you, things like that.
If your glide slope's a little off, it'll say the
pull up.
Yeah, well, it'll say pull up, but it'll just vibrate. Say, hey, give me the controls, idiot, and you know it takes over and forces the plane up a little bit or something. You think?
I think something like that. I'm sure that that these folks probably should talk to NASA about the technology that I saw down at AirVenture as well, you know, and what they're doing to avoid, you know, collisions into terrain and things like that. Combining all of that together, eventually we're going to have really safe autopilots.
Well, I wonder, you know, are they programming pilots out of the front seat? You think? Is that going to happen?
It's becoming easier and easier to fly. And that's because we're relying more and more on automation. But that still doesn't remove your responsibility as the pilot. You still really need to be monitoring those systems. You can't just sit back and take your hands off the yoke and go, okay, it's all yours. So,
well, as we know, computers have a tendency to fail. And that's when you better know what you're doing.
And at inconvenient times, right, Craig?
Never at a good time. Never at a good time, for sure. Ask anybody who works on a computer. They're designed to break down at the most inopportune time.
Well, we don't do it on purpose. It just happens to behave that way.
Yes. Well, so true. But I agree. You can't rely on the technology too much, but it is kind of fun to think about. And I do like the backup systems. It just gives you a little bit more peace of mind. Like, okay, if there's a slight chance I could forget something or whatever, and know that there could be a system to come in and wake me up and smack me around a little bit. You know, that'll only make you more, I think, feel more confident on pursuing the activity.
Well, you better hope our listeners don't get a hold of that. They might want to figure out how to get into that system and have that arm come across and slap you every now and then.
Well, that would be a nice option on that software. You know,
the remote dope slap.
Well, you know, negative reinforcement, positive reinforcement. You know, it depends on how they program the thing.
Banana slap. Here we go.
Yeah. Well,
which
banana
way is it going to be?
Banana is positive. Slap. Yeah. Well, it could be positive too, depending on what you're into. And I don't want to judge.
Let's not go there.
Okay. So anyway, so drones, I mean, that pretty much covers the base for our drone news today, right? For just plain,
yeah, we got to get just drone radio
just
out of
drone.
The way.
Yeah, get that out of the way. I guess the moral of this story is just be aware they're out there. More of this stuff, more of these types of stories are going to come. And it is part of, aviation, whether you like it or not, whether you like the drones or not. I personally love the technology. Obviously, some of it's a little terrorizing on many levels. It just gives us something else we have to avoid when we're flying our fun little airplanes up in the sky. But it can work for us. It can work against us. But you got to be aware of it. And that's what we're here to do for general aviation pilots at Just Plane Radio. So we've covered that base. We got more to come up. Tom Haines from AOPA. And maybe some fashion statements that you can make as a pilot. That's coming up. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need to replace that old Garmin? Need a new GPS for your plane? No matter what you fly, Avidyne has you covered. Since 1994, Avidyne's been a market leader in the design of intuitive displays in avionics. The mission has always been to use innovative technology to improve safety and increase aircraft utility. Go to Avidyne.com to find a dealer in the solution for you. That's AVIDYNE.com or call 1-800-AVIDYNE. Avidyne, for pilots that know the difference.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I don't really need or want anything. I mean, my life is pretty chaotic. I have 5 kids, you know, and I have friends that love stuff. I have a friend who has a drawer of watches. I have another friend who has 5 cars. Whenever I'm with these people, I realize I'm just simple. All I need is a nice bed and a private jet. You know? Now, I have the bed. All I need is the jet. And it could be a used jet. I'm not a snob, you know? I mean, I don't want a prop plane. I'm not trash.
But I can see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, and Captain Dennis. We are now joined by Trevor from ChartedAll.com. Trevor, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
No problem. Now, Trevor is all of what? How old are you? Like 16 or not even
that? I'm 15 now.
15.
I just turned 15 back in June.
Okay. So Dennis came across this ChartedAll.com product at AirVenture. So I'm going to let you take it from there, Dennis. What is this?
So if you've ever wanted a piece of clothing or a tie or a mouse pad with you know, something that means a lot to you as far as like an aviation chart, maybe the airport you learned to fly at or your home airport if you've moved away. Chart It All has everything from leggings to ties to t-shirts that are custom printed with aircraft sectionals. So you can be the life of your barbecue with this really awesome apron that's got your airport on it.
How about that? So this was your brainchild, Trevor?
Yeah, so I started the company Chart It All when I was 11 years old to pay for flight training. Nice. Then ultimately college at Embry-Riddle or wherever I end up going. You know, there are a lot of good aviation universities out there. So I'm keeping my options open. But ultimately, you know, my dad's a photographer, my mom's a teacher. I knew I couldn't pay for flight training out of pocket. So we came up with this idea, Chart It All. So like you were saying earlier, it's all the products are completely custom. So it's your home airport where you first soloed. We can add text. We can add a logo. We can add your EAA chapter number, really whatever you want.
And it has the sectional for, say, where we're based out of Orlando, right there printed on it. So like you have
these, that's right,
these stretch pants that I saw Smokey wearing there at Air Venture. You know, I don't know that I would look good in those.
Right.
But
We've got the leggings, we've got the shirts, the aprons, the socks. We've got pretty much anything you can think of, and we're looking at expanding to even more products. You know, we've had a lot of people messaging us and talking to us about, well, what if you could do this? What if you could do that? So, you know, we're working on trying to get trying to expand our line, because a lot of people have some really good ideas for some products that I think, you know, we'd love to make that happen.
Yeah, well, I see you offer a blanket, and that would do me, and I could just set it on me and kind of look at the chart and like, okay, I want to go here tomorrow, that kind of thing, do some pre-flight planning. Now right, the charts are only as current as when you print them, I guess, but they're not really, you can't technically use them to plan a flight. But you could
get them every 6 months. You could get a new blanket for your bed, then, right, and it'd be current.
Our disclaimer is that they're not for navigational purposes, and we put that at the bottom of all the products. However, if you don't want that little line, that little tagline on the products, that's okay. But that just means you have to buy a new coffee mug or blanket every 6 months so that they can stay current.
And you're very happy to accommodate them in that regard, I would assume. So how many flight schools have you paid for already? Because this seems like a brilliant idea, Trevor.
Yeah, so like I said, I started the company when I was 11. For the first couple years, it was really more of a hobby, more kind of like a thing that we did for our friends who were pilots, who, you know, Christmas gift here, birthday gift there, nothing too exciting. Then about a year ago, we sat down and we said, you know what, this has some real potential. Are we going to take it, and are we going to fly with it, or are we just going to kind of let it continue to be a hobby? And we decided to take it, start taking it seriously, expand the company, go live with a full website, social media, all of that jazz. And here we are now, a year later. Things are going really, really well. We're in Sporty's Pilot Shop in the Wright Brothers collection there. We're doing really well online. We went to Oshkosh this year, which was just an absolutely incredible experience. Going and exhibiting up at Oshkosh, that was amazing. So
at this point, you're not just paying for your flight training. You're paying for a plane, is I'm guessing.
Well, you know, I have to say, if I got to a point where, you know, we could afford an airplane, what we would do is we would buy the airplane and then we would wrap it in a sectional chart, you know, right?
So that would be interesting.
Chart, wrap the airplane, right?
Yeah, is there any kind of FAA rule against that kind of thing? I guess not.
Right, so I mean, no, not necessarily. So, you know, you can do wraps. You'd have to go through the FAA and, you know, make sure, because it is technically a modification of the airframe. But a little bit of paperwork and a couple headaches, and we'd be good. So.
Yeah. How easy your private pilot check ride would be if the sectional is on the hood,
right?
You know? So you're looking out over the cowl and there's their map.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Examiner would be like, eyes here. Quit looking at your airplane.
No. Hey, my eyes are outside of the plane, sir. That's where you said you wanted them. You don't want my head down in your lap looking at a chart.
Yeah. What has been some of the reaction you've received from like the FAA folks? Have they come up and said, hey, this is a great idea? Or, hey, what do you think you're doing there, son?
Yeah, so we had a couple people from the FAA come up to us at Oshkosh. They all love the idea. Mm-hmm. We've really gotten nothing but positive feedback from the idea, the products themselves. the products themselves, they're actually really high quality products. So we use a process called dye sublimation printing. So the ink is embedded into the fabric or into the mug or whatever it is that we're printing.
Yeah.
So they're not going to fade. They're really high quality. So everyone loves the products. Everyone loves the idea. The best part about it that everyone seems to like the best is that it is custom, you know? If you were flying a little Cessna 152 one day and all of a sudden your engine goes out and you end up in this remote airport somewhere in the middle of, you know, wherever, and that's one of your favorite stories to tell, well, we can put that story on the shirt for you, you know? We can do that airport. We can do whatever you want, and that's what people love about it, because people actually kind of get sentimental when it comes to some of these charts. It's like, oh, yeah, well, that's where I did my first solo. That's sure. where I took my first general aviation flight, and to kind of get to show that off, and, you know, whether it be through apparel or fun little gifts like, you know, coffee mugs or whatever it may be.
Leggings for Captain
that.
Dennis.
The leggings.
Yeah. You don't want to see me in leggings.
I think
no, that's not good.
Could you pull those off? Yeah, maybe.
No.
No, you don't want that either.
God, spandex is a privilege, not a right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, well, chartedall.com is the website. You can go there and find out about all these products and purchase which, you know, whatever sectional and put it on your butt, whatever you want to do. It's a great idea, Trevor. I got to ask you, so are you a, still a pilot in training or what? You're only 15. So where are you at in your training process?
Right. So I am 15. I soloed a glider back in December, back when I was 14. So I've got the glider solo under my belt. And now I'm pretty much just working and waiting towards my private pilot solo next to June when I turn 16th. But that's the goal. And then from there, it's going to wait another year for the private at 17, and then the instrument and all the other ratings. So we'll see what happens, but that's the goal.
I love it, and I think Dennis has a daughter that he'd like to hook you up with. So
well, she's waiting. She's about ready to solo a glider herself.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I love soaring.
Chartedall.com. Check it out, and we got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, and Captain Dennis. And now, from AOPA, we have Tom Haynes. Tom, welcome. How you been, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good. Been busy.
Well, I'm sure. I'm just wondering if you've even been, you're even recovered since AirVenture, because that's quite a feat to just attend that thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I recovered enough to get back in the airplane safely on Saturday. I got back in the airplane and went to a little flyout with a flight school here around Frederick later that day. So yes, and then I just flew up to Maine and back, and I got back today. So anyhow, it's been a whirlwind, but
so
it's been a lot of flying and a lot of fun though.
Okay, yeah. So you know, it has been a while since we've had you on. Well, we talked to you right before AirVenture, and right. I wanted to get you on this week and kind of get your thoughts on, first of all, how the event went overall. I've heard some pretty positive things about from a business perspective and numbers and things like that. Is that what you've heard too? Or what?
Yeah, it was a really positive show. I mean, I think Dennis probably told you the weather was fantastic.
Yeah,
and the crowd was a lot of the crowd, and they were upbeat. And I talked to a lot of exhibitors who were having a great show and said people were showing up and spending money, and so they were pretty pleased with it all. There were some new interesting avionics and a couple of weird and wacky airframes, places for you, Greg, to invest your retirement dollars, let me tell you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I got plenty of pictures. You know, the first thing, or the pictures I mostly got from Dennis were of women in those spandex aviator air chart things from Trevor. You know, from Chartedall
right.
or whatever.
Yeah, I did see that mod, and I'm like, you know, there are certain people who could pull that off, but you know, then there's some for which the Grand Canyon on the chart would take on a whole new meaning.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, sometimes it was pointed out to me that some of the people wearing that were like They got to be careful where the chart targets or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
They were kind of like places you want to avoid that kind of strategically showed up on a particular butt cheek or something. I don't know.
But, yeah, no-fly zones, shall we say.
That's what we're talking about. Leave it to Tom Haines from AOPA to set us right or make us deviate just a little. All right, we got more coming up. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Watch the sky.
I like the spike with pain, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane. Let's spike with pain.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis. And from AOPA, we have Tom Haines helping us out right now as well. First time since Air Venture, he is joining us. So, you know, I wanted to get his thoughts on the event and some of the cool things he saw. You know, because, you know, you're in the know. You follow this stuff week in and week out, AOPALive.org. Check it out. They do this cool little video presentation, TV show kind of thing, and are really up to speed on what's going on with the latest and greatest in aviation stuff, even more so than us. I'm just an inspiring aviator, but I go there to get inspired with Tom and Melissa on their daily show. So we got to give them a little plug there. And you did how many episodes there, by the way? You probably did, what, three or four maybe?
Three. Three episodes, Oshkosh week, yep.
Yeah, you probably do an entire year of shows at an event like that. It's so massive. Would you agree with me, or would that
be too much? There's certainly a lot of material there, and you know, we did about 90 minutes of programming, finished programming. So when you think about that from a network television standpoint of how long it would take them to create 90 minutes of programming, mm-hmm. we did it pretty efficiently, I got to say.
Yeah. Well, you know, the industry is booming. The economy is starting to filter down quite a bit to the aviation world. We're seeing some new innovative products, whether they're air chart pants or new types of airplanes. And we're going to get into some of the airplane stuff. But first, let's talk about the AOPA giveaway thing, because I know Dennis is trying to weasel in on this. And I don't know, are you willing to slide him a 20? Is that what you want to do, Dennis?
Oh, I'd slide him more than a 20 to get that Super Cub.
Yeah, so that's the latest AOPA.
But I have airplane to settle for paying my dues every year to get my chance to win. I'm pretty sure there's no way to tip that in my favor any harder.
Well, you can try. I mean, I'm sure
you
take
could
it.
Try.
Yeah. He'll take the $20.
I'm open to it, but there's nothing I can do to help you. But
that's
I'm willing
right.
to take the $20.
Give me
or
money.
More.
Sure, it'll help you. Make you feel better about yourself, and if not, make you feel better about me spending your money on stuff. but it's a Super Cub that's up for grabs right now. Is that the deal, Tom, or what?
Yeah, I mean, I think if there was like a category for, you know, a contest, I guess, for the dead grass competition, you know, around the display airplanes, I think the Super Cub sweepstakes airplane probably would have won that, because man, within the first day, the path was beat around that airplane, and there were nose prints on the glass and everything else as people were looking that airplane over. Mm-hmm. It was a big hit. It's a beautiful airplane. Baker Air Service did a wonderful job of restoring that 1954 airplane, and we're giving away with Tundra tires, with floats, amphibious floats, and hydraulic skis. So whatever you'd like to land on, you can land on it with this airplane.
That is so sweet. It is cool to see it up close like that. And this will be given away when again?
Well, the sweepstakes runs all the way through next May, so May 31st. If you have a chance to enter, be an AOPA member, you're automatically entered. There are other ways. If you go to AOPA.org/sweepstakes, you can learn about other ways to enter the sweepstakes, but AOPA members automatically entered if you are an automatic annual renewal member, which means basically you have a credit card on file. Saves us money, so therefore we give you 5 additional chances to win. And I got to tell you, the about last 3 or 4 winners, it was one of those additional chances from their automatic annual renewal that actually was the winning entry for them. So,
sweet. Well, that's me. So I'm in that category. So I'm going to take
too. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. So, and you know, if you're an aviator or aspiring aviator like myself, you're kind of you're pretty much an idiot if you don't belong to AOPA. How's that for a testimonial?
But thank you, Greg.
I don't think they'll be adding that to their marketing program anytime soon. But there you go.
Endorsements by Greg.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and I also thought it was really neat the way that you guys had the display set up. You know, you've made a big deal about the fact that it's coming on floats, wheels, and skis. And it's like, well, how are you going to bring all of that to the show? And yet, you did. You actually had the Cub that you're going to win was actually on the big Tundra tires, and the skis were sitting next to it. But then there was another Super Cub parked next door on amphibious floats.
And that was Mark's? Was that Mark Baker's?
Yeah, that was our AOPA President Mark Baker's personal Super Cub that he's had for, well more than 20 years, probably close to 30 years now, that Baker Air Service actually did the restoration for him many years ago, probably 25 years ago, and it still looks fantastic. He had it there on amphibious floats as a demonstration of what a Super Cub looks like on amphibious floats, and it is an impressive airplane when you get it up on floats, I got to tell you. And it's fun to fly. I've actually flown Mark's airplane a number of times on and off the water, and it's just a cool airplane.
Well, obviously, being president of AOPA has its perks. Prime parking. So he got a good spot there for AirVenture for his airplane.
Right.
So
but locked in for the week, though. He wasn't going out to the seaplane base and exercising that thing.
Yeah, sure. Probably not. But I know he's a very personable guy. He's really fun to chat to. And anybody can walk up to him, and he's really, really open in that regard and really nice.
But yeah, we'll have to work a trade out with him the next time he's here in Minnesota. I'll go take him up in the Mooney if he'll take me up in the Super Cub. Because he does keep that hangar just north of us here in Anoka.
Right, right. Yeah, you won't have to ask twice, I'm sure. He loves the idea of taking people for flights, so no problem there.
Wow. Okay, we'll have to keep that in mind. Anyway, what about stuff that you saw, whether it's from AOPA's perspective or just personally? What caught your eye there at AirVenture there, Tom?
Well, there's a couple of interesting things. I mean, I'll tell you one thing I was disappointed in was the Switchblade. I don't know if anybody had a chance to go see the Samson Switchblade, which they had this big tent that was dark inside. You had to really walk inside to be able to see it. And they had a mock-up there. And, we've heard a lot about Switchblade, and I think it has a lot of potential, actually. But their mock-up was, it was really rough. And it very conceptual, I will say. So
I'm lost, but I
was disappointed.
Well, tell me about this, because I don't know what you mean. What is this flying car,
Greg? It's the sports car, the Samson Switchblade. The wing kind of pivots underneath the chassis. It's kind of a unique way to place.
Oh, is that the one where they have the video that's out there online, and it comes out of the garage, and then it folds out? The wings fold out, and then it starts taking off like an airplane?
Well, there's also the...
The Terrafugia.
Terrafugia, I guess that's the one I'm talking about.
Which was there. This one, if you look at the video, which looks way cool, and then you look at their actual mock-up, you can see how far they are from actually implementing things. They've done a little wind tunnel testing and that sort of thing, but been a lot of hype around this thing. And what you saw at AirVenture, and frankly, I was just disappointed in it. I mean, hope they make it. It's a cool concept, but did not live up to the hype, I didn't think.
No. Well, but you said the Terrafugia one was there too? Were they there?
Yeah, they had... They had one of their models there, and again, that's been a long time coming. It's been, but at least they've flown there. It's much further along. Than
what's the difference between the Switchblade and the Terrafugia as far as how they look, that kind of thing? How would you describe them?
Well, Terrafugia is a much more advanced model, I guess. It's a light sport aircraft.
Yeah,
side by side seating. Two plays, and they've flown two different models of it, and so they're, as I said, they're much further down the road, where Switchblade, they touted as a flying sports car, and maybe it'll get there someday, but the wing basically folds out of the bottom of the fuselage, and then this sort of T-tail thing kind of sprouts out the back, and
so it's like a sports car version of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, perhaps. It's three wheels. It's a peculiar looking thing, but it's really conceptual at this point, I would call
Okay. All right. Well, one of these days we'll get our flying car, but you don't see that in the immediate future is what I'm hearing.
No, I think we're a ways. It's a lot of compromises to be able to meet the highway standards and as well as the aviation standards. And
right.
And in the end, I just wonder how practical they ever are going to be. You know, aero car from the 50s went away for a reason, and you know, we've had Terra Fugia has been trying to get their aircraft out there for well more than 10 years and various versions of that. They've got a lot of Chinese money behind them, and they're making progress, but they're still a long ways away, and then Switchblade's got a lot further to go than that.
Got it.
There's some other ones out there that have interesting designs as well. But
still, well, what about do you think the next wave is going to be the electric airplanes? I mean, I know several of them were out there, or these drone hybrid type of flying vehicles. Did you see some of that stuff out there at the show?
Yeah, I mean, Sunflyer was there from by Aerospace. I think electric propulsion for training airplanes in particular is essentially here or just over the horizon. Pipistrel has been flying their airplanes quite a bit in Canada, so they're starting a program in California. So, you know, we're getting there for an hour and a half, two-hour flights in a light two-place airplane. That's just over the horizon.
All right. We got more with Tom Haines from AOPA next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You know that maneuver where you fly straight up until you stall and then pull out of the dive?
Uh-huh.
Can we do that today?
Nope.
Don't decide now. We'll talk when we're up.
Sky pilot, how high can you fly? You never reach the sky.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis. And from AOPA, we have Tom Haines helping us out and reflecting on Air Venture from his perspective. So we've talked about the flying cars, that's out in the future, electric vehicles, flying vehicles. Training is the future, at least initially. And I know Ed and Keith from Flight Training Professionals, they're looking into that as we speak. So we'll see where that goes. But I still think they might even be a couple years away from incorporating that into their fleet. But some flight schools are doing it. We'll see how that progresses. But, you know, always gets the buzz at all these types of shows are avionics. And we were talking quite a bit about that last week with Captain Dennis and some of the things he found that he wanted to put in his Mooney 201. But what about you there, Tom? Did you see some avionics that caught your eye or what?
Yeah, there's a couple of new things. Aerovonics, which is a company out of Albuquerque, was showing a couple of new devices. One, the AV-20, which is an angle of attack indicator with an attitude indicator sort of all combined. It's very inexpensive, relatively speaking, and easy to install. It's very, very thin. Can't believe how thin that thing is. And yeah, Basically replaces your attitude indicator and includes an angle of attack indicator, which is nice to have that in there. And the pathway that they're using is through NORSI, which is an FAA program to allow the installation of basically simple avionics in a very cost-effective way. And we've been working on, kind of the NORSI concept and alternative paths to certification for several years. We've talked about it a lot here on the show. That's where the G5 from Garmin, that was sort of the genesis of that program, and some of the Dynon products you've seen cropping up in the last couple of years, mm-hmm, have all come about because of this work that a lot of us in the industry have been doing to try to make it possible to bring some of what were once experimental avionics into certified airplanes through an STC process that is much simpler than what we'd traditionally have to go through. So it just a lot of new capabilities. And the AV-20-S is a new product from Aerovonics that I think has some interesting opportunities for people with lower-cost airplanes. I think, Dennis, you were taking a look at that too, right?
I was. They actually have a bigger brother to the AV-20, and that's the AV-30, and it's being positioned as a replacement for your old mechanical DG. So right, it could actually drop in. And so instead of having to go and send out for an $800 overhaul, you could put it in a few more dollars and now have a digital replacement, not have to deal with the vacuum system. And yet it still has a heading bug that can drive an old school autopilot such as the one in my plane. So now if I ever have to overhaul that gyro, I might be looking at putting in something electronic that won't fail. I'm really liking that idea.
Yeah, what about this stuff for your new airplane there, Tom? Have you been looking at this stuff like on a personal note, or are your planes all hooked up already?
Well, the Bonanza is pretty current. There's always, things I can be doing there. But I'm okay there. Then the RB12, which I think we talked about last time I was on the show.
Right.
Fortunately, I mean, it's got one of the Dynon displays in it with an autopilot built into the display. And it is amazingly well equipped for being a little light sport airplane, two-place airplane. So it's pretty good for now. I spent a lot of the show, though, trying to figure out things about the Rotax engine, about the Dynon display itself, how to configure it, and also about the RB12, just trying to come up to speed. Those are all new things for me as a sort of traditional Part 23 airplane owner.
Yeah.
I got lots to learn.
You got a lot of cool toys. You just got to know how to use them. That's what you're going through right now. But that sounds like a fun process for sure. What else? What else caught your eye, whether it's avionics or some other stuff there at AirVenture this year?
Well, the drone show, the night show with the drones was pretty amazing, yeah. And we've got a story up on the site now about how it is that they actually did that, and that's pretty cool. And then head-up displays, so that's another interesting category that's starting to mature. I was talking to Charles Snyder from from MyGoFlight about their head-up display, which they're making a lot of progress on. It's about a $25,000 unit, which sounds like a lot until you consider that similar capabilities in the business jet, you cannot enter that market for less than $100,000. Mm. So the fact that you can get a head-up display for $25,000 is a step in the right direction. And then there are a couple of portable systems that are beginning to surface too that may give us that capability to have your attitude information, your airspeed, altitude, and all that projected out in front of you in space, which means you can continue to look out through the windshield,
right,
while you're on an approach, not be looking up and down, which can introduce confusion from your sensory standpoint, and also means that you're not looking outside and able to spot traffic or spot the runway if you're flying an instrument approach. Mm-hmm. So a lot of benefits to that, but the problem has been just getting the glass right, the having projectors that can fit in the airplane and project out into infinity. It's a lot of technology changes, and we're seeing it come together. It's pretty neat.
That is interesting. I got to say, Charlie and the folks at MyGoFlight, I would not have expected to see that technology come from them. But they have so many, such a wide variety of products now. I mean, that's just what they're doing. They're just kind of branching out into that arena, I guess, right?
Yeah, this is definitely a different path for them. Normally, they're making mounts and backpacks and really quality kind of products that
good
are
stuff,
you know kind
yeah.
of accessory kind of things for pilots. But this is an actual an installed product for them, which I think is probably a first.
Yeah.
And very, very different price point as well. Most of their stuff, you know, is in the hundreds of dollars at best. And, you know, this one, like I said, at $25,000 and is going to be certified is a real departure for them. But it's nice to see them expanding their product.
Absolutely. Well, he's told me before, he says, I just like making the stuff that I want in my airplane.
Right.
And that's how it works. And it seems to be working for him. All right, well, mygoflight.com, check that out. And Tom, thank you so much. We'll have to end it at that. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site for Morbid.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.